I should hide.
No, they better not be outside.
Well, do they know Heidensick is over?
I'm not sure they should. Darnell, can you go call the rest of them in? Hera. They're right there? Okay. Come on in from the hallway. Everyone, come on in. 22 in our chorus book tonight as we worship the Lord. 22. God can do anything but fail. And then right below it, God is holy, God is mighty. Number 22 as we sing God's praises. Number 22 in your chorus books. And let's all stand together as we sing God's praises tonight. And we will collect the cell phones as well, so that way they're not a distraction. Number 22, God can do anything but fail.
God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. He can save, He can keep, satisfy with joy complete. God can do anything but fail. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the merit of 10,000 through my soul. God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do.
Right below it. Right below it. God is holy.
God is holy. God is mighty. And we praise His matchless name, for He is worthy. Let us worship and adore Him as we call upon His name. God is holy. God is mighty, we will praise Thee, loving Jesus. With Thy blood on Calvary's cross, Thou hast redeemed us. And the blood which Thou hast shed for us demands our fullest love. We will praise Thee, loving Jesus.
Amen. Before we sing that next verse, what's this song talking about? A new song for many of us. What is this song talking about? Who can share? Yes, Layla?
That we'll praise God.
Okay, we'll praise God. Why? Why should we praise God? John?
Because it's holy.
Amen.
That's right.
Any other reasons why we should praise God? Because He's God. Good. Those are good enough reasons. But why else should we praise God?
He's our Creator.
He created us. Good. Yes. That's right. He laid down His life for us. Jesus did. Who else? Why should we praise God?
Praise Him for all His benefits
to us. Amen. How many have received a benefit? Well, at least one benefit this week? Some kind of blessing, something you've had. Okay, good. Sahara?
I got to miss school for 2 days because my stepsister slept over.
Okay, all right. Why else should we praise God? Any other thoughts? These are all the right reasons. We're just always looking for more. Yes, Holly?
Because He wanted to save us.
Good, because He loved us enough to save us. Good. Because He is worthy of all our praise. So let's sing that third verse. Holy Spirit, cleanse and fill us.
Holy Spirit, cleanse and fill us. sing alleluia. It's a song among the ancients that will sing forevermore. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Amen. Let us bow together in prayer. Pastor Logan, would you lead us in prayer? Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let us turn to our bulletin. Does anyone need a bulletin? We'll be happy to get one to you if you need one. It's a blessing to be together tonight to worship the Lord. You know, some people would love to be in church tonight, but they physically are not able to due to sickness, health, or an accident, or perhaps even they passed away. And so, of course, if they're a believer, they're much better off and they're with the Lord. But many would love to be out. Messiah has the bulletins. If you need a bulletin, raise your hand. He'll get one to you. Messiah, can you also pass around the Easter program flyers and the Easter egg hunt flyers? I think there's Easter egg hunt flyers back there. Is there any? Check on the table there, right next to the bulletins. No, that little table. Is there any Easter egg hunt flyers or no? Okay. I'll make sure we get some before the end of the night. I think I know where they are. So we want to remind you, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, we're having our gospel egg hunt right here on the property. It's starting at 10 a.m. We're hiding 700 eggs. And Mrs. Rice thought of a good solution. Instead of coming early to hide the eggs, what we'll do is we'll have the older kids and teens hide the eggs while the rest are in here for the gospel time. Okay, so any visitors, we'll have about five of you out there hiding eggs. So that's what we'll do for that time. So next Wednesday, we will assemble the candies and all the small toys to fit in all those eggs. So we're going to need all hands on deck to help us fill those eggs. That's next Wednesday during game time. Yes, Sahara?
Will there be transportation?
Yes, we can pick you up. Just let me know where you live and be ready about 9:30, and we will pick you up. Yes. Saturday, next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 20th, April 20th.
Oh, spring break.
Well, you'll be out of school anyway. It's a Saturday. So, yep. So, April 20th. So, be ready at 9:30 if you need a ride. Let me know. All right. Any other? We have Good News Club tomorrow. So, if we can... Pat, are you coming tomorrow? Okay, I'll pick you up at the normal time. And Carol, are you coming tomorrow? Okay. All right, wonderful. Thank you for that. And let us pray for the kids who got saved last week. Pray for them to grow and we're going to give them Bibles, so pray for their growth in the Lord. Then, I believe that's all the announcements. In May 11th, we're having a teen activity for 5th through 12th graders here at the church all day Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring $5 for lunch And we'll be giving out ribbons for preach. Young men are going to be preaching. Young ladies, you're welcome to prepare a Bible lesson, Bible story, like for teaching children. And then we'll also have an Olympics outside. So we're going to have a lot of nice things that day. We'll give out real ribbons. All right, any other announcements that need to be mentioned tonight? Anything else that needs to be mentioned as far as announcements? Okay, at this time we'll ask our ushers to come as we give to the Lord of our tithes and offerings tonight. Let us bow together in prayer.
Dear Lord, thank you for the day. Help the money you're about to give to the Lord. Just my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Right. Do we have any answers to prayer before we take our prayer requests? How did Atlantic and Meadowview go today? Start with Meadowview. How did Meadowview go today, Esther?
Meadowview went well. We didn't have as many people though, but the ones were there.
Amen. And we had a couple new people today, so that was a blessing. Amen. So pray for, name is Doc. We've helped him before here at the church, and now he's over there. So pray for Doc. He's a veteran. Anyone else? How did Atlantic go? Carol?
Very well. Likewise, we had two new people. We had one new veteran and one new lady. And everyone voiced. Not just seemed to, but voiced the fact, maybe not everyone, but a lot of people voiced the fact that they really enjoyed the message that Pastor Logan gave. That was part two, so now we're looking for part three. And it was a very good time. Roy got to go this morning, which was a blessing, especially since this afternoon was not good. We battled blood pressure this afternoon. Almost had to go to the hospital when it reached 188/97.
Oh boy. All right, let's pray for Roy, for his blood pressure. Pray also for Dawn and Kenny. I was there in the hospital with Kenny and Dawn this afternoon at Atlantic City. Kenny blacked out and lost control of his truck, and it got totaled. Thankfully, he just has a big bump up here, but not a contusion, and his knee hurts a bit. So pray for him. And he also has a couple other symptoms that he was going to the doctor for. He was driving to the doctor when this accident happened. So pray for Kenny and his health, his heart, and his health, and also pray for now this damage and all the insurance and stuff going on with that. But praise the Lord, he and everyone, no one else was involved, so we praise the Lord for that. So pray for Dawn. She's not feeling well either. She's got a bad cold, so pray for Dawn in all of this. Anyone else? Evan?
Please pray for my family. We'll be prepping my dad on Tuesday to the doctors for another injection.
Okay. Let's pray for Justin. Does anyone need a prayer list? You might have a few of the adults that need one. Anyone else? Sahara?
I want you to pray that me and Tanya don't fight, but if we do, then I win.
No, we don't pray for anyone to fight, okay?
Okay, and also that, stepsister can come live with us, so she doesn't have to be near her mom.
Okay, let's pray for Sahara's stepsister. And let's pray for resolution and peace in our neighborhoods. All right, anyone else? Let's pray also for Danny. He was here tonight briefly with the kids. He got one of the kitchen cabinets up, and that's like the last thing on the list is the kitchen cabinets have to get up. So So pray that everything goes smoothly with that this week, and that they'll be back with us. He said they'll be back with us for Easter, and hopefully all moved in. So pray for Danny and the family, and Maria and family. Anyone else? Darnell? Okay. She's starting a school?
Yeah.
Okay. For kids?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's pray for Alafatima. What age group is it for?
I think
6 to 12. 6 to 12. Okay. So let's pray for that. All right. Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Mm. Amen. Amen. It's on our back page on the under mission field. It says all our leaders in seeking the peace of Jerusalem, pray for Israel. The elections they had yesterday was between Netanyahu and then a more moderate person who was willing to give up land. He was willing to basically give up land to the Palestinians, give out land to, and we know God is not for that. He said, no, I'm giving you all the land that you have right now. He gave it to them in miraculous wars in 1948, 1972, and so he's given Israel this land, and they need to protect it and hold on to it, because God, Jesus is only going to enlarge it during the millennial kingdom. So we praise the Lord that President Netanyahu got elected because the other guy wanted to give away land. So so pray for Israel, and as they are still the apple of God's eye, and he's going to restore them. All right, anyone else? Anyone else? Yes, is it serious?
Pray for me, because I need to go to the doctor again. I pray that Serenity gives me my blood back.
Okay, serious things. We'll pray for you, Sahara. That's a good prayer request. Pray for your health. And pray also for Rich Tomasco. He's undergoing some serious tests right now. He has some lesions on his liver and bladder. So pray for him. He's a longtime friend of the church. All right, any other prayer requests from the adults? Any adults have any more prayer requests? Yes, Esther. Yes, Alex lost his sister Laurie, I guess, on the 2nd. Patty found that out probably through the paper. So pray for Alex and his family, Alex McCoyak. But we know she was saved. All right, at this time we'll dismiss 6th grade and younger, 7th through 12th, stay in here. 6th grade and younger, go with Slepidus, Mrs. Gibson, and Mrs. Rice. And I believe it's who's the assistant? Who's the assistant? Miss Dominique, and with Miss Dominique. Okay. All right. Now we can collect the cell phones. If we can put them in the basket, one of the men will come around and collect those till the end. If you have, a cell phone, put it in the basket.
Goodbye.
On the piano. Okay, so it's not a distraction. All right. Barring bring them to for today.
Okay.
All right, let us turn in our Bibles tonight to Proverbs 18 and verse 20. Goes along with the Gospel of Mark. We'll be pulling in a proverb a week, or maybe a few proverbs a week, to help us apply what we're learning. Proverbs 18 and verse 20. Now, teens, we are asking you to sit in tonight, so you guys can learn and grow with us, and this way you're not distracting each other or distracting yourselves as well. So it's very important that you guys listen up to your teachers. Mr. and Mrs. Hodge love you guys very much. They do. That they pour their time and energy into you every week. Yes, Melina. Proverbs 18:20. So if you have a red Bible, 885. Thank you. If you have a red Bible, it's 885. Middle, the middle of your Bible. Psalms and Proverbs is the middle. Okay, so they take time to love on you guys each week, disciple you, teach you. But what we desire and what we expect is, of course, paying attention. That's a common courtesy, just to pay attention, to listen up, and to learn. Okay, and that means not fooling around with cell phones. Okay, we collect them, and not distracting your neighbors, and passing notes or whispering or trying to get attention or fidgeting. Okay, so all those things keep the Word of God from going forth into our hearts. So right now we're just going to take a break from youth group time of teaching to be in here for a little while until you guys can just get this together and concentrate. Because we love you guys, but we need your respect. Is there anything else you wanted to share, Mr. Hodge? Okay.
And their own Bible, and taking them to participate in the lesson as they go forth.
Okay. All right. Who doesn't have a Bible? Have we given every one of you guys a Bible? Okay. So you guys all have a Bible. So find it wherever it is in your room, and start working on bringing it every week. Bring it every week with you to church. Take it home, and that way you can be a Bible-bringing Christian. You can't trust necessarily the teacher. What if you start going to a church where they say they preach the Bible, but they instead they're not? How are you going to check them? Unless you bring your Bible and check what they're saying. Because a lot of churches say they're Bible churches, but they're not. And there's bad teachers out there. So don't trust anyone. Trust the Word of God. You have a question. Who had a question? Yes, Sarah?
What if you have a Bible, but it's a
children's Bible?
It's like the same thing, but my grandma said that it just doesn't have like Zion and Dowling.
Okay. Well, we can get you a Bible. We can get you a Bible of your own, but we expect you to bring it, okay, each week, okay? Make it a point to bring your Bible so that you can learn and grow in the Word of God. Okay, Proverbs 18:20. To fall in love with your Bible. You should love it, read it every day, take it with you, take it with to school. Take a New Testament to school. And that way you can learn from God's Word. All right, Proverbs 18 and verse 20 says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to look into your Word tonight. We thank you for the time that we can take aside from the busyness of the week to worship you as you have commanded us, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Lord, we know that your return is drawing nigh. We pray that you would help us to exhort one another while it is called today, to live for you, to walk more closely with you, and that you'd help us to sharpen each other as iron sharpeneth iron. We pray you'd bless this time in your word, help us to understand it. You'd fill me with thy spirit, and fill each one of us with your spirit that we can learn and grow tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so here we see what comes out of our mouth is the fruit of our mouth. And God says we will be either satisfied with it, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Okay? So if we're a Christian, if we're a child of God, and we're living for God, guess what? Good things are going to come out of your mouth. People are going to want to hear what comes out of your mouth if you're living for God. Unfortunately, as Christians, we can also live for the flesh. Okay, so the fruit of your mouth, what does it bring forth? Sour fruit or sweet fruit? Unfortunately, if you're away from God, if you're carnal, guess what? Your fruit is going to be sour. Sour fruit. What is some sour fruit of the mouth? What are some words that we as Christians can utter that is sour? Yes.
Cuss words in Spanish.
Okay, cuss words, yes. Swear words. What else? Sahara?
The Lord's name in vain.
Okay, taking the Lord's name in vain. Okay, what else? Sourness. Unkind words, okay? Like what? Talking to someone about them behind their back or even to their face. Okay, what else? Huh?
Calling people ugly.
Okay, that's part of unkind words. Okay, start out. Disrespectful words, okay? Disrespect. Not, how should you treat your elders? With respect. Did they tell me that again? Is that respect? No, that is not respect at all. That's in the Old Testament. If a kid treated his parents like that, and if he continued to disobey them, what were they supposed to do as parents? They continually rebelled against their parents. Paul? Unkind mouth gestures, okay, like what?
Spitting out your tongue.
Yes, spitting out your tongue. What else? Yes, Sahara?
Going like this. No, sucking your teeth.
Okay. Okay, any kind of gesture that is disrespectful, and you know what you do to your mom, or your dad, or your step-parent, or your aunt or uncle or whoever has guardianship over you. Okay, what they were supposed to do with those kids that were disobedient and rebellious and would curse their mom and dad, you know what they did to them? John? They were supposed to take them out of the camp and they literally tell the elders of Israel and say, my child is being absolutely defiant to me. And the whole camp would then call up the witnesses. And they'd say, sure enough, yeah, that child is not obeying his parents. And they'd call up the witnesses, and sure enough, then they'd take him out of the camp and stone them with stones.
What?
It's a good thing you don't live in the Old Testament, right? Some of you? That's what they would do. They would literally have to stone them. Why? What happens if you have one bad, sour kid in a group of kids who's always just defiant against his parents or her parents? And always just talking bad about people, gossiping, slandering. What eventually happens to the whole group? They all start talking like that. Okay, we've unfortunately here at Wednesday nights, we've had to disallow certain ones from coming who've been doing that, who've been disrespectful. You know, it may mean we keep three of them home as a result, or can't pick up three of them because one of them wants to come, and he's got two friends, or she's got two friends, and they all want to come, and, oh, it'll boost our numbers. Well, we're not all about boosting numbers if it's going to bring down the morale of the whole group, and if it's going to literally bring rebellion to our church. You know, we're not going to do it. We're not going to pick up that one child who's going to be disrespectful, defiant to authority, because it does spread like leaven. A little bit of yeast. How much yeast do you need for a 2-pound loaf of bread? Okay, the dough ball is about this big. Guess how much yeast you need? You only need that much, a little, 2 teaspoons. That much yeast with a whole dough ball of bread to make it rise into a nice big 2-pound loaf. And that's the principle, is a little leaven, a little yeast, leaveneth the whole lump. Yes, Sahara?
So, like, you know how we're not supposed to be disrespected?
Mm-hmm.
What if, like, the adult is, like, really disrespectful? Like, I mean, like, our bus driver,
mm-hmm.
says curse words at us, and he's a bus driver. And there's kindergartners on my bus, and he said the A word to us. Should I, like, report him, or just be disrespectful back? Because my teacher, she's very disrespectful, so I'm disrespectful back.
Mm-hmm. So what does Jesus tell us to do? Okay, it says in verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Okay, keep your bookmark here in Proverbs 18. Let's go over to Mark, where we've been studying the Gospel of Mark on Wednesday nights. Mark chapter 12 and verse 1. And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, and set an hedge about it, and digged a place for the wine fat. Darnell, what page do you have for Mark 12? 1328, if you're using the red Bible, the red pew Bible there. Okay, we're trying to teach you the books of the Bible. Okay, Mark 12, verse 1. Let's read verse 1 together. I'll read verse 2. You read verse 3 with me, so we'll read responsively. Okay? Verse 1. Let's read it together. And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard and set an hedge about it and digged a place for the wine fat and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husbandmen a servant, that he might receive the husband from the husbandmen, the workers of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him and beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones and wounded him in the head and sent him away shamefully handled. Verse 5, and again they killed, and many others, beating some and killing some. Verse 6, having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. Verse 7, husbandmen said among sons, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. Verse 9, what shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandman and will give the vineyard unto others. What kind of employees were these that would treat the boss this way? What kind of employees were these?
Union.
Rebellious employees. What's that? No.
Union.
No, they weren't union. They would just sit down on the job. Okay, now what kind of employees were these? Did they care about anybody but themselves?
No.
They were covetous. They wanted what other people had. They wanted to not work, and then they wanted to own it for themselves. They were covetous workers. Well, so here, the husbandman, or the man who owned it, he's the one who planted the vineyard. He's the one who set a hedge about it. He's the one who digged a place for the grape juice, the big, the what do you call them, the wine fat, the gutters to take the juice down to where it needs to be processed. He's the one who built the tower, and he's the one who let it out to them. He's the one who put all the work into it. He bought it. He paid for it. And he's the one who started the business and literally made it to prosper. And now he goes away into a far country, and then he at that season, he sent to the husbandmen a servant that he might receive from the husband of the fruit of the vineyard. So now he's saying, okay, now let's have some payment based on what you've been working for the people who were working. And so we see all they cared about was themselves. They cared about themselves, what they wanted out of life, and that's unfortunately how unsaved people are today, right? How many have unsaved friends who all they care about is themselves? Okay, how many know an unsaved friend who is very loving, caring, and generous, and kind, and loves God? Hey, you have any unsaved friends like that? No, if they're unsaved, that means they don't know God yet, okay? They don't know how to be that. Okay, so we can't expect them to be what we should be, okay? So, but unfortunately, all right, so what is some of the fruit of the Christian? Now we listed out the fruit of the unsaved people, or the sour fruit that can come out of our mouth. Let's list for some of the sweet fruit of our mouth. Okay, what are some good things that can come out of our mouth? Kind words, okay? Kindness. What else? What are some good words? Talking about God, good. Worshiping words, good. Exhorting words would be talking about God. Okay, what else? Okay, we already said that one. What's that, Darnell? Respectful words, okay? Respecting authority. People can tell, that it's contagious. If someone has a bad respect for authority and disrespect, guess what? That's going to spread around like wildfire. But if someone has respect for authority, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, teacher, okay, we'll do that. Okay, I'm going to try. I'm going to work on that. You know, that also can spread around your class as well, okay? Now, you may have, the Sahara talked about her bus driver that's very, that's cursing, okay? There's no excuse for cursing, but there's also, when someone does that, what are we supposed to do in return? Are we supposed to give them evil for evil?
No.
Okay, Sahara?
Sometimes the words she says are not nice, and she exposes you to your classmates, and then they call you names, and she does nothing about it, but then lies to the teachers and say she didn't do anything.
So how can we keep from having those big transactions from happening? How can we keep from picking or literally starting a fight with our teacher or our bus driver?
Record it,
okay. All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Let's see what Jesus says about these things. Okay, what does Jesus say about fights and fighting? Says, blessed, in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. Blessed are the what?
Peacemakers.
Peacemakers, for they shall be called the what? What should we be known for as Christians? Being peaceful. Okay? We need to show out of our mouth peace. Okay, should we get stirred up at the drop of a hat because someone is having a bad day and that just stirs up our hornet's nest and gets us into a bad day? No. If we are reacting like that, what is going on in our heart? Sin, rebellion, disobedience against God. We are not dwelling in the Spirit. We are not walking in the Spirit. We are living in the flesh. Yes, Melina? Good question. Let's look that up. John, can you look up that passage about that? Cheek. Turn the other cheek. You can look up that one. We have the advantage of a computer concordance, so we'll use it. That's the one I was looking for. Matthew 5:39, same chapter. Matthew 5:39. Let's read it together. Let's start with verse 38. Okay, you there? Okay, let's read it together. Verse 38, Matthew 5:38. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. In other words, if they hit you in the eye, you hit them in the eye. If they knock your tooth out, you quick knock their tooth out. Well, that's what Jesus is quoting. This is what is commonly said among Jewish people and the rabbis. But verse 39, let's read that one together. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. What is Jesus saying there?
Slapping.
No. No, read it again. Armani?
Like somebody
if they punch you on one cheek?
Not literally.
If they slap you on one cheek. The idea is of a slap. Okay, if someone is in Jewish times, it was very disrespectful. If somebody slaps you on the cheek because they don't like what you said, then Jesus is saying, okay, hit me on this cheek too. Or they slap you on the other cheek too. Why? What is Jesus saying? Is he saying for us to just be cowards? What does it show when you don't get your fists all up when someone slaps you or taps you on the side? Usually how does a fight start? Does it start out with all out swinging and punching? How does a fight usually start? Darnell? Yes. So how does a skirmish start? Usually it's not all out fist, right? What does it start with? An argument. And then how does the physical stuff start? Usually. A push. So guess what? If they want to escalate it and they want to push you, but if we do what Jesus says here and not we're just going to not push them back, then what's going to happen to the fight?
It's not
going to end. It's going to end right there. Because you're not pushing them back. They're pushing you, and you're saying, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. And you know what? You're immediately diffusing what they wanted to turn into an all-out fight. And so here's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, listen, if you are about fighting, then something's going on in your soul. Something's going on that is very unhealthy. It's called sin. You are giving out sour fruits in your heart. Melina?
So if someone tries to fight you and they punch you, you're just supposed to walk away with a bruise?
Remember, how do fights start? Do they start with an immediate punch?
Yes.
Yeah, how about somebody just punches you out of nowhere?
Exactly.
That doesn't happen.
Yes, that
okay?
does happen.
No, fights start with pushes and words. Starts with words first.
Wait,
then pushing,
wait.
Then punching,
this
or
girl
slapping.
Well, she threw out a plate at another girl, so then that's how the fight started, and then they were fighting.
Okay. All right. Let's not take out all these questions. Let's go back with what the Bible says. What's your question, quick, Sarah?
My question is: so, what if I'm fighting a girl, and she, all I'm doing is walking around, and she comes up to me, and pushes me on the ground, and starts punching me? You want me to just let her hit me? Aren't I supposed to flip her over and beat her?
What does Jesus say?
Jesus says not to do anything, but you know, like I can't help but hit her.
Go ahead, Darnell.
That means you look like immature. Well, not immature, but that's
That's going to make you look like the bigger person if you walk away.
But
mm-hmm. They will have more respect for you if you don't engage them.
No.
You will lose respect when you start fighting people.
No.
Armani?
It's like when you see two people arguing or two people fighting, you don't know which one is the fool because they're both fools.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just be like, oh, that's the fool because they lost, that's the fool because they won. You don't know because if the person wasn't angry, like they should have never been that much angry, and the other person should have never fed into it. They should have just walked away when they saw that the person's voice was rising or they were angry, they should have apologized. Or if they weren't wrong, they should have just walked away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how to solve it. If you do something wrong to someone, if you offend someone, say you're sorry, apologize. If they're just falsely accusing you, then you walk away. And that's instant diffusing. All right, let's go back to Matthew or Mark 11, where Jesus is talking about these workers, Mark 12, that who was the one, this parable has a point, who was the one who kept sending helpers to help people out of their sin, help, and to literally point them to the gospel so that they could be saved? Who was sending all these people to them? Who is this, it says, what is the, verse 9, the Lord of the vineyard. Who is the Lord of the vineyard? Who made all of us? God the Father made all of us. He's the one who kept sending prophet after prophet to warn mankind of their wickedness and to turn from their sins, starting with Abel. He sent Abel. He raised up Abel to tell Cain, Cain, just walk with God. Cain, offer the right sacrifice, which is the sheep. Cain did not. He rebelled against God, and he killed his brother Abel. Abel was the first prophet, and God kept sending prophets to remind mankind to do the right thing, to receive Jesus. And what did they do? They kept beating some and killing others until finally God the Father sent his own Son. What did Jesus do? Did he come to earth swinging? You know, everybody that went against him in every town, you know, Jesus always fought them all off. That's what we know Jesus for, right? The big fighter? No. We know Jesus as the peacemaker. The one, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He came as a lamb. Jesus, what does a lamb do? What can a sheep do to anybody? Does a sheep bite people? No. Sheep are known for their just docileness. A sheep will never do anything to you. So we need to listen to Jesus, okay? Sahara, we don't have much time. If you're not going to listen to what Jesus has to say about fighting and staying out of fights and being peaceful, we can't stay in this for you, okay? If you have a rebellion and you want to take it up with Jesus, you go ahead and do that, but we're just trying to do the right thing and point you to the truth, okay? Okay, that's our job. My job is to be the preacher of the Word, and all of us as adults here, we're members of this church, we're going to point you to the Word, but if you don't want to take it, that's your choice, but we're going to try to help you, warn you against the fights that are going to come in your future, but eventually you're going to hit somebody who's bigger, stronger than you, and you're going to get hurt, or you're going to go to jail because of the fights you keep getting in, okay? So we're trying to keep you out of fights, keep you on the peacemaking side of life, and you know what? Your life will go much smoother as you have sweet, sweet fruit out of your mouth and not sour fruit. Yes?
If there's
what?
Like, if you're trying to defend yourself and you push someone and they hit their head or something, and they go to the doctor, who is
doing that? They can sue you.
But
okay.
You can't go to jail.
Well, it depends on what happens and who's seeing what. But you could get falsely accused. You can put yourself in a situation where you get falsely accused by people, and you could go to jail. Okay. So we're trying to keep you away from all that trouble. By listening to the Word of God, you will not go wrong, and you will not have any of those things happen to you if you just listen to what Jesus said and turn the other cheek. Okay, Proverbs 18, going back to Proverbs 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. Okay, so if we love life, we're going to love the power of the tongue for good, which is kindness, worshiping God, exhorting our brothers and sisters to stay faithful to God, respect for authority, peaceful words instead of words of strife. We're going to realize, hey, my tongue has the power to either set the stage for big problems, or my tongue has this power to set the stage for friendships. It says in verse 24, Proverbs 18:24, a man, let's read it together, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Okay, so if we want good friends in life, what do we need to do? Okay. If you want the people in this church to like you, what should you do? Be a friend to them. You know, show love to your fellow church attendees and church members, and show respect and show love. And guess what? You will receive it in return. So many people say, oh, I don't have any friends. Well, it's because they're not being friendly to anybody. You know, they're literally pushing people away with their words. I don't want to talk. I'm having a bad day. I don't want to say anything nice. They're pushing everyone away with their words. And then they go back and they take stock. How many friends do I have? Nobody. Why don't I have no friends? Well, because you're pushing everyone away with your words. Let us love on one another. Let us have friends. Verse 22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. I guarantee you, if you want a good husband or a good wife, they're not going to look for someone who's getting in fights every day. A man doesn't want to get married just to fight his wife, okay? He's got enough problems with, you know, working in the workaday world and you know, bringing home bread every week. And so he doesn't want to go home to a brawling wife who's going to pick at him and start a fight at home too. Okay, so we've got to become peacemakers now so that we can prepare ourselves to be good spouses one day. You know, if you want to attract a good spouse, be a good spouse now. Be a good kind of person now. Be a good kind of Christian now. Control your tongue, and you will find, eventually, the Lord will bring that one person into your life. Question. Who had a question? Yes, Melina. That's not the right question. Okay, that's an example of disrespect. Okay? We're not tolerating it anymore, okay? The adults in this church, we're laying down the line, the law. You disrespect us, we'll have to suspend you for a week, okay? We don't want to have to do that, but we have already done it to some. We'll keep doing it until we get the group down to those who want to be here, okay? We want you to want to be here, okay? It'll be done when it's time to be done, okay? Okay? Be respectful. Okay, so death and life are in the power of the tongue. So let's love on one another. Let's go back to our sour and sweet. What are some more sweet words that we can help one another with tonight? We've had some coming tonight that are hurting. Okay, we're all going through trials and tribulations in life. What are some trials and tribulations you're going through in life? Anyone want to share? Okay, Sahara. Okay. So how can you turn this whole thing around in your life? You can't necessarily control all of your classmates in your class. But how, taking the words of Jesus tonight that we learned, turning the other cheek, etc., etc., how can you turn this all around in your life personally and help be a part of the solution? Yes.
Oh, well, I could just...
First with your teacher.
Oh, with my teacher?
Yes. Okay, going back to your friends. Let's start with the first ones, your friends. The friends who say hateful words against you because of skin color or whatever else, they, you know, what can you do to show them that you're not going to stoop to that level of pettiness?
I try to ignore them.
Okay, there you go. That's the start. You ignore. It's hard. It hurts. What they say hurts. But ignore it. Ignore the bad words, but what should you say if someone starts to be nice to you?
Goodbye.
No, if they start to be nice to you.
I thought you meant like if they were like mean and then they...
No, if they realize you're ignoring, you're not paying any attention to the hateful words they're saying, but instead someone's trying to be nice to you now, what should you do?
Depends.
Right?
It like depends on like if they're like being all like, hi, I want to be your friend.
Okay, you want to encourage... You want to encourage good communication, okay? Encourage good interactions, okay? By being kind to them in return. As it says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly, okay? And so anyone who doesn't like us, we can't make people like us, but we can control how we respond to their unkindness, okay? So Jesus wants us to turn the other cheek. What other trials and tribulations are going on in your life? Anything else? Okay, we're running out of time. We're very short on time. So, okay, so the whole point of this lesson tonight, let the fruit of your mouth not be sour, but to be sweet. Turn hateful words into by turning the other cheek, you say, I'm not going to respond to that. Turn hateful words into words of kindness by turning your enemies into your friends. And that's how Jesus wants us to handle our problems. Tough things will happen in life. And there will be people who don't like us no matter what. But we can help the scenario by being loving. Jesus said the most important characteristic that we have is that men will know what us for our what? What should people know us for? Our love. Our love. And our peace. Very good. Okay, so don't be looking to fight. If somebody wants to fight you, ignore it. Turn the other cheek and walk away. Yes, Melina?
I watched this show, and was a girl going to fight another girl, but then she left, and then there was the other girl that was following her, right? And she went with the other girl just because her mom was nice, and because the other girl was mean to her and wanted her to fight the other girl, so jumped in. But she
okay. All right, let us close in prayer at this time. So let us not fight. Let us be peacemakers. And then we'll break up into our prayer groups. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time tonight to be reminded of these important words from Jesus, that we turn the other cheek and that we be known for our love. Girls, why are you talking while during prayer?
We weren't talking.
Yes, you were.
You were talking. I heard talking. This is the kind of thing we're talking about, okay? We'll take as long as we need to in here, in the adult class, each week, until you guys can learn to be respectful, courteous, considerate, and obedient to authority. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time tonight to look into your words. We pray that you would help us that you would diagnose our own heart issues, Lord. What you know what struggles we have and what sinful areas are in our life, Lord. Help us to be... wanting you to change us, Lord. Help us to want to change. Help us to want to be more like Jesus Christ in our lives. And I pray you'd help each one of these teenagers here tonight and each one of us as adults to want you to change any area of our life that is not consistent with your word. And Lord, we pray you'd bless now our prayer group time. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we'll break up into our groups. Ladies with ladies.